Appreciate the prayer, and we certainly beg an interest in your prayers. The time these brethren stand before you, I just want to take a couple of minutes and show you what the Lord has spoken to me this morning, and get out of the way. But here, if you turn me to Revelation chapter 5, we get a scene of what's taking place in heaven. And heaven certainly is a place where we're going to live for all eternity. Place of great glory and rejoicing, and it's good for us to try to get familiar with this place called heaven. What is taking place in heaven? And I believe that you and I can have a little piece of heaven here this weekend if we conduct ourselves here the way we will in heaven. And so if we read about what's going on in heaven, what are they doing, and what should we be doing if we want a little heaven here on earth this weekend? Here in Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, it says, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." There's a whole lot of preaching in those two verses right there, but it tells us that they are praising the Lamb that was slain and has redeemed us to God. That's what we should do here this weekend, is praise the Lamb who has redeemed us by His blood. And His family, God's people, are in every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. And He's placed roles and responsibilities upon us. We have been made kings and priests to God. And so this is what they're singing. It's a new song. It's not one that the angels have sung. It's a song that is sung by the redeemed of the Lord. Verse 11, John says, "And I beheld," he's looking, "and I heard," and he's listening. "I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." How many people are going to be in heaven? Well, 10,000 times 10,000 is 100 million. Thousands of thousands is 1,000, at least 2,000 times 2,000, which would be 4 million. So there's 100 million, millions more. It's a great number. It's a great host. It's not just a few that will be in heaven. It'll be a great host. And notice verse 12, "saying with a loud voice," this is, I think we should sing from the heart, and it should come out our voice in this manner, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." That's what we should come here this weekend to do, is worship the Lord because He is worthy. He is worthy of our worship. They're worshiping Him in heaven. They're declaring His worth. "Worthy is the Lamb." That's the words that came to me this morning. "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive." These seven things that He describes are things that we can have here on earth that we should turn around and give back to the Lord. "Worthy of the Lamb that was slain to receive power." We can get a little power and authority here on earth. Riches, you can get a little money, a little riches here on earth. Wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Oh, He's worthy of our worship. He's worthy of the best that we have, worthy to receive these things at our hand. And may we this weekend declare, "Worthy is the Lamb." Thank you. We'll ask Brother Ricky to come forward and make himself at home.